Hey everybody, thank you once again for joining me for another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So for those of you that are watching, I know that this video, it might look a little bit dark, but we're going to go for it. So thank you. If you're new here, please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And for those of you that are listening, if you remember, I said I was going to start recording my episodes and creating a YouTube channel from them. So I have done that. This will be the second video now. So going over to YouTube, look for the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. And I want you to like, subscribe, and share. Okay. Do me that favor, please. So we'll get right into this episode. So if you haven't listened to the newest episode that I just did, called, what did I call it? What are you waiting for? Don't wait anymore, or something like that. The whole idea was, it's time to stop waiting. Okay, what are you waiting for? And what do I mean by that? Waiting for what? Waiting to pursue, or no, pursue is not the word that I want to use. Waiting to embrace the vision that you want for your life. Waiting to embrace those dreams that you have. Not the watered down version, but the actual dream, the one that scares you, the one where your ego tells you, oh, it's too late. You're too old. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough skill. You're gonna look dumb. People are gonna judge you. That dream, that's the one I'm talking about. And we'll say dreams. Let's just put an S on it. So I want to talk a little bit about why we wait, or why we tell ourselves that we need to wait for something. For something is almost as if we see this big boulder that's sitting between us and our goals, us and our dreams. And it's almost like there's this big boulder that we can't get around or look around because we're telling ourselves we have to wait for something. One of those excuses is we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves, oh, I need a sign. I need a sign that this is the right thing. First, let me say this. I used to say that all the time. All the time. I used to say it because now, this next thing that I'm going to say, it may trigger some of you, but we'll be okay. You know, none of us ever died from being triggered, right? Okay. So, growing up in church, or I'll be more specific, a specific Christian household to be more specific, you know, you would always hear, oh, I'm waiting for God to show me, or I'm waiting for confirmation. To know if this is the right thing. So I adopted that. I adopted that. When the dream was just holding me up and embracing me, waiting for me to embrace it, I would always tell myself, oh, I'm just waiting for a sign that this is the right thing. So waiting, I didn't really pursue or embrace what I really wanted until I was 38 years old. Actually, 37. But it doesn't really matter. I was almost 40. Now, over time, what that did was it really solidified exactly what I wanted. I mean, really, it fine-tuned it. And over time, the vision got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So, in hindsight, that has worked out for me. But when we tell ourselves, oh, we're waiting for a sign, what I have found, what that does is what that is a lie. It is a self-limiting belief. What it does is it causes us to not trust ourselves. It causes us to not trust our intuition. It causes us to get too much in our head, to just allow logic to just come in and just swallow everything up. Now, am I saying logic and being practical is bad? No. But there has to be a balance. Your intuition, that knowing that you can't really explain, you just know. We're given that for a reason. And it's to be used with logic and being practical. There has to be a nice E, a nice balance between all of that. But what we do is when we look outside of outside of ourselves, we just completely throw intuition out the window because we stop trusting ourselves. We stop trusting our desires. We stop trusting what we want. Then, when you're looking outside of yourself, what else are you doing? Not only are you throwing your intuition away, but you're looking to other people. You're looking for the next strategy. You're looking for the next podcast. You're looking for the next YouTube video. You're looking for the next conference. You're looking for the next self-help book. You're looking for the next speech. You're looking for the next influencer. You're looking for the next coach. Are all of those things valuable? Yes, they are. But what happens is when you stop trusting yourself, when you are just, oh, I gotta get a sign. I just need to hear something. I gotta. Then you become frantic. And then it becomes almost a habit. You forget how to, it becomes a habit to look to someone else for validation, to look to someone else for permission, to look for someone else. You become codependent on what someone else, the validation that you're going to get from someone else. That's what can happen. So you don't need a sign. Number one, your validation is coming from within you. If you can, oh, and another thing, if you're new to this channel, I talk a lot about spirituality. I talk a lot about God. I talk a lot about the universe. I talk a lot about universal intelligence. All those things mean the same. Source. I use all of those. Those mean something to me. So you'll hear me sprinkle that in because I don't, to me, spirituality is not, I'm not talking about religion, but spirituality to me is not different. Okay, that's just a side note. Okay. For those of you that are new here, those of you that have been listening, you already know what it is. But so you don't need a sign. Okay. The sign is within you. And what is within you? The vision. That's all you need. That is your sign. You already have the skill. You already have the talent. You already have the genius. You already have the guidance if you just open yourself up to receiving the guidance. All you have to, and that's easy because all you have to do is say, and yes, it is this simple. All you have, there's no 10 step, there's no 17 and a half steps. All you have to do is say, okay, universe, God, whatever term feels comfortable for you. I have had this vision. I see it. It's very clear. I know what I want. I accept the guidance. That's all you have to say. You don't need, the moon to fall out the sky. You don't need a butterfly to land on your nose. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need a cat to walk in front of you. Your sign is your desire. Your sign is the time, especially if you are a person listening and watching this, and you have had this vision, these visions and these dreams since you were a kid. And you can go back, you can pinpoint the very first time you knew, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I love this. That is your sign. That is all you need. You are worthy of that. I don't care how big the dream is. I don't care how big the vision is. I use an example in the last episode where I said, you know, I don't care if part of your dream life, if you will. I don't care if part of that is for you to be able to have the financial resources, for you to have the freedom of time to go and get a massage, an hour massage, 2 hour massage, 3 days a week. I don't care if that's part of your dream. If that is what you want, then that is what you want. Period. That is your sign. Okay. You are worthy of that. And also, and I've said this before, and I am intentionally redundant. The reason why I don't say use the term pursue, because pursue to me has got a negative connotation and it almost feels like, oh my God, I got to struggle to do this. I got to struggle to get this. No, you do not. No, you do not. And that's why I purposely use the word embrace, because the vision is holding you. So you're no more signs. You're not waiting for a sign. Actually, the universe, God, source is waiting for you to say, okay, this is what I want. Here we go. So thanks again for watching. I'm liking this. I like the video, you know, thing. And you know, let me just say this. This is a good example. So I knew that I wanted to do videos. And one of the things that stopped me from doing it sooner or to keep doing it is because I thought, oh, I don't have the right lighting. I don't have the right equipment. Blah, blah, blah. I don't, that stuff, that will come. I love doing this. I love to speak about these things. I love to, I'm not camera shy. So I love doing this. So when I can give a message, send a message, and also, so I'm helping other people, but then I'm also helping myself too. Hey, you know, listen, your dream, and here's another thing. And here's another example. Another reason why now I'm getting into another topic, but let me just say this, and then I'll end this until the next episode. But another reason why I was waiting for a sign, or I didn't pers or embrace what I wanted right away, was because I thought, well, how can these things help other people? It makes me happy. I love it. I just don't see how this is going to help. Listen, let me tell you something. When you are stepping into the life that you want, and yes, material things will come with that. But the most important thing is about who you are being. You are being embracing your full essence of who you are. Do you not know how that will help the people around you? It will improve your relationships. It will improve your communication with other people. It when pe people notice that. People notice that. And I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it because I feel like it gets thrown around and it gets overly used. But being authentic. Okay, there you go. I said it. But when you are full, being your full self and bringing all of your genius with you and stepping into that and embracing all of it, it gives other people around you the freedom to do the same in their lives. So try that on for a new perspective if you haven't already. But okay, I'm going to end this. because now I'm getting into other topics and we'll save them for another video or podcast episode. So once again, I appreciate you for watching and I appreciate you for listening. So like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And until next time, cheers.